5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
And we're friends. So I've got a wristy for you.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'd rather headbutt a bloody brick wall.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Of course you feel good, and of course you listen. Everyone does. It's why it's the number one show. And I tell you
what?
There's another reason why it's the number one show, because the biggest guests come in here.
Yeah.
Michael Zarafa, the pretty boy.
Pretty boy's in the house. I can see him through there. Oh, looking good.
Got a fight
good.
Coming up. Has he got the yellow tracksuit on?
I haven't got the yellow banana tracksuit. I don't think we'll see that ever again.
The Kill Bill. Also, of course, Erin Phillips later on.
Yes, please.
The greatest female AFLW superstar footballer the game has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, of course, part of our team. That starts next week, so looking forward to Erin Phillips. We've also got Brag Artist coming up. We've got Guernsey Cash. Oh, she's a nice big show, this one. Oh, Idiot Song as well, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's
no,
been
no,
busy
no, no,
in
no.
the booth.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, hello to you, Baldy.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to see you. As I look here into the screen, you're up there at the Gabba.
I am.
What a fine ground that is. But and I can see, Jim, I'm not being a smart aleck here, but there's a tinge of red in your hair. Have you dyed it or done something?
Never done anything to my hair. Well, I tell a lie. I had it. It used to be called frosted when I was 18.
Right.
So that's the only time I've ever had anything in my hair. But if I'm going to do something, Bill, I'm certainly not making it red.
Beezy, come in here and take a photo of it, because we'll put it on the socials, because it looks like when Purple dyed his hair. That's what it looks like, Jim.
I'll tell you what I'll do, because I'm at the Gabba.
Yes.
I'll take a photo myself. I've got Big Jace. Get your head up, Jace, in the background. Righto. So I'm sending that to Beezy just to show that it isn't actually red.
Rabs. All right. Oh, well, you can't talk yet, Rabsy, so I'll say, hello, Rabs.
Is Danger flat with you about the Norm Smith? Has he got over the fact that the judges gave you the votes? Because he thought he was pretty handy in the premiership decider.
I don't know how he could be flat. I had 36 and kicked 3. They were all in the first 3 quarters. Danger rocked up. It was 4th quarter. And he's had 10 touches and he wanted the Norm Smith. Go home, buddy.
Isaac Smith on Triple M Football. He'll be a welcome addition, Rabsy.
He was brilliant last night on debut. Absolutely love having Isaac as part of our team.
That's funny.
I tell you what, Fat, what made me laugh, because they're obviously great mates.
Yeah.
And after he had won the Norm Smith medal, I was on the ground on that stand that you do the hosting on afterwards. Luke Hodge turned to me off air and said, Isaac Smith has brought the Norm Smith into disrepute.
He did not.
That's exactly what he said. He said, how can you have an outside runner win that? And I said, mate, he's had a pretty decent afternoon, to be fair to him.
Kicked 3 goals, 2 of them out of his bum. They were all kicking them out of their bum. That was one of the great days of all time.
Oh, the great days of all time. Tears and teared up.
Sydney
and teared up.
Sydney and Geelong. Just plucking them out of the ruck, going bang. Rap, 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 rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Right now. For a tortilla. I'm sorry, a wrap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All live score over there in New Zealand. Second test. New Zealand are all out for 162. Australia, 3 for 101. Travis Head's just come in. He's faced
whackety whack whack.
14 balls, 16 not, if you don't
That's
mind.
That's how he plays, Fat. That's why we love him.
So even Marnus is going all right, Jim. So we'll give you a full update very shortly.
There's
a bit of news going around. AFL, Brody Grundy was very good last night. Great win by Sydney.
Brody Holland.
Now, Jim, you're
Brody
up there.
Brody Holland, yes.
You're up there. So it seems to be a lot of fumbles and a lot of mistakes on the TV. What was going on?
I've never seen double handling of a football like that.
Yes.
I don't reckon in my. It was like it was. Even if it was pissing rain, you would get cleaner handling than that. I could not
it's
work it out.
Pissing down.
Thanks, Robbo. Yeah. Not yet. But chess marks dropped. At one stage, I saw the chief, actually, our great mate, who's, of course, up here to do the game. I saw the chief at the airport today here in Brisbane. He said at one stage, Christian Petrarca, who's as clean a player as you'll see in the game, fumbled the ball 3 times in a row the one play.
I know, Jim.
3 times.
I thought it rained at some stage.
My God.
But anyway, well done, Sydney. Melbourne's still got some issues up forward there, as we know.
Yep.
Plus, I tell you what now, a lot of teams are going to work over Max Gawn.
Yeah, they are. Well, we saw Port Adelaide do it last year, actually, and may have even done it the year before. But Brody Grundy, how good. He was. He just took it to him. I was so impressed with him.
He looked strong, didn't he? Yep. He was fantastic. The Lizard. Isaac Heaney was good.
He was magnificent.
So well done there. Good win there. Some debutants, Jim. First gamers. Arazio is playing for Carlton tonight. Good luck, Arazio. He's one of our boys.
Very much one of our boys. You didn't know who he was. Told him to go and get you a coffee.
No, I didn't do that, Jim. That's disrespectful.
Speaking of debutants, before you get to that, Caleb Windsor and Blake Howes last night, I thought both had very good opening game. Howes not a defender. He was recruited as a wing forward.
And under the pump.
Yep, cast as a defender because they're a bit light on back there. And I thought he did a bloody good job. And Caleb Windsor is going to be a ripper. So well done to those two men.
Got some wheels.
Also
for Richmond, Jacob Kaczynski will play for the Tigers tonight. That is good. Sam Naismith.
Tomorrow.
This is unbelievable. Sam Naismith playing.
Yes.
That is good. And Seth Campbell will make his AFL debut. Good luck to him. And for Collingwood, Charlie Dean, we mentioned that. And Lockie Schultz, who looks a pretty good player, doesn't he?
And unlucky, the man who's named after you for Carlton tonight.
Who's that?
Jackson Binns.
Binsey's emergency again, I see.
Oh, Binsey. When's your man getting a run?
He forgot to take him out, so he's emergency again for old Binsey. He's been emergency a lot, hasn't he?
Yes.
We're waiting for Binsey to come on.
Your man, Binsey.
Hey, the AFL wishes to advise that North Melbourne senior coach Alistair Clarkson has been found guilty of breaching AFL Rule 2.3A, Jim.
Yes.
Clarkson has been sanctioned $20,000. $20,000 and has received a 2-match suspended sentence.
Yep.
The $20,000 fine will not be included in the North Melbourne Football Club soft cap.
No, he would have been expecting something like that. What I didn't realise, Fat, until we had our meeting with the AFL earlier this year, commentators meeting, when these fines arrive, the money goes towards concussion research.
Right.
So everyone says, you know, when there's a melee and there's 15 grand worth of fines between the eight players involved, everyone goes, well, is that the bloody Christmas party for
AFL? Coffers.
Yeah, exactly. It is not. It goes towards concussion research. So we need to think about that when these fines get handed out.
That is good. That is very, very good indeed. New Zealand, Australia, of course. New Zealand lost the toss. They batted all out 1-6-2. Hazlewood, Jesus star, 5 for 31. Mitch Stark took 3 wickets, which has taken him now past the great Dennis Lilly.
DK.
So it's now Warne, McGrath, Lyon, and Stark, and then Lilly. So
but they've both taken a lot more games to get to that same level as the great man.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that, Fat. But Travis Head now on 21, and Mana still on 29, 307.
And well done to Melbourne United, won their opening playoff game against Illawarra. They were 16 points down at one stage, but Matty Dellavedova starred with 30 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. And Luke Travers, our man that come in last year, he was also very good with 20. This year, 24 points and 8 bets. Shut up.
Matty that's
him.
Him.
Well done, Melbourne United. And pretty boy, just putting on some makeup as we speak. He's ready to come into the studio.
And I think Beersy's posting the photo that you've sent him, so you can tell us if JB's a redhead.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Buddha, he should have won 1 or 2 Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice. No,
he's a bit
come second 4 times. Yeah. The other way around.
Second 4 times.
Michael Zarafa has been our man for a long time, and now he has a world title fight at the end of this month in Las Vegas.
4 years ago, our next guest took some punches from our own JB.
And then upstairs, spaghetti. How'd he hit him, pretty boy?
Mate, he's got 2 sledgehammers in his hands.
Oh, there's a lot of power behind those.
You don't
want
to hear that. Loosening up.
Since then, he's powered his way past some much heavier hitters. And later this month, he's fighting in Las Vegas for the WBA World Middleweight title.
Michael Zarafa has won through to his world title shot.
Please welcome Michael Pretty Boy Zarafa.
Yeah, man, the pretty boy. And have a look at him. He's looking crisp.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to you, pretty boy.
I appreciate it, boys. It's always a pleasure to be back.
Good to have you in the studio, mate, because I haven't seen you for a while and you haven't fought for a while.
Correct, yeah. It's been 12, 13 months and we're finally here now, 3 weeks out. So it's yeah, it's been a long time, but I'm excited to be back and at the biggest stage in the world at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, tomorrow, Bill, 12 o'clock off to Vegas, baby. And I like the look of this. You're taking on Erislandy Lara, the Cuban. Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, look, he's been in there with the best. He's, you know, arguably one of the best Cubans to ever come out of that country. You know, he beat Canelo Alvarez and they gave it to him on a split decision loss. But, yeah, he's very crafty. He's a left-hander. He's got the best footwork in the game and, you know, he's a little bit older than me and he's got a point to prove. You know, everyone's saying he's older now, but he's saying, you know, he still feels 20 years old. So I'm looking forward to it.
When you say left-handed, you mean southpaw?
Southpaw.
Correct, yes, the southpaw.
That's what a left-hander is in the game.
Leading with your right hand, Bill. Yeah, that's what a southpaw is. So how do you go against the southpaws?
Look, they're tricky. You know, naturally when you're facing, because we're orthodox, we're right-handed, we're used to always fighting, you know, right-handers. So they've got that little bit of the advantage, but the last 12 weeks, well, the last 13 months, really, because I knew this fight was going to come, but the last 12 weeks I've been heavy in camp and you know, obviously studying my opponent and working towards exactly what needs to be done.
How many videos have you seen of Erislandy?
Way too many. I mean, I've been watching, I've Googled him 1,000 times, but I was a big fan of him even prior to becoming opponents. You know, he's an unbelievable fighter. You know, he's been there with the best, beaten the best, and, you know, he's there to make a statement.
So do you watch it and rewind and have a look at his footwork and all that?
Yeah, like I just see what he does, not what he does well, what he does bad. You know, if you watch what he does well, it's going to be, obviously you're going in there and you're taking that in the head. But, you know, I just watch what he does, the mistakes he continuously makes. And he doesn't have a high work ethic, which is what we like, you know. So I'm going to be straight off the first round. I'm just going to be sitting on his chest and I'm going to make it a dogfight 100%.
So you've got to find sparring partners who are also southpaws?
Correct, yeah. So I'm lucky in that area. My cousin Chris Terzi, who's a Bridgerweight number 5 in the world, he's got a gym in Craigieburn and he's a southpaw. So he's 105 kilos. He's the guy that beat Paul Gallen. And, you know, he's a big boy, 6'4", and he's got about 30 kilos on me. So I've been doing rounds with him and I've been doing really well. So, you know, credit to him for giving me the opportunity and... yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's a good card, great card, because Tim Zhu, your old mate, your old sparring mate.
My best mate.
Pardon the pun. He's fighting on the night, so you'll sit down and cheer for Timmy?
Yeah, 100%. Look, you know, obviously when we fight each other, it's a different story. You know, we don't like each other. We just got that competitive attitude towards each other. But, look, it's got nothing to do with us in this fight, and I'm an Aussie. He's an Aussie, so I'm definitely backing him, and hopefully we come back with 2 Ws.
Oh, yeah.
And... Keith Urban, he's fighting against there too. What's he bringing to the table? Oh, Keithy Thurman.
Keith Urban?
Yeah.
The singer?
He's a gun. I mean, he's arguably in that division, one of the best punchers, but he is getting old and he's been inactive for the last 2 years. But he's a character. He comes out and puts on a show for everybody, but they're always a puncher's chance. He's a big puncher. He's got an awkward style and, you know, he promises to knock Timmy out. So it's going to be a huge card. You know, there's 5 fights, 5 world titles. So it's huge. It's 20,000 people already in the stadium. And, it's going to be massive.
Great.
T-Mobile Arena, Vegas, 31st of March. So it's a decent old prep. What gym do you use when you're there? You've got to, of course, sorted all that out.
Maybe the DLX gym over there. I know a couple of people there.
Yeah, that's exactly the gym.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
I read it in.
Have a listen to Fat.
Oh, like, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's exactly the gym. DLX, yeah, in Vegas. Yeah, I've had the pleasure with Nonito Denier, who flew down to Melbourne.
Now, tell us about him, because he's a Hall of Famer.
Correct. Yeah, he's been in there with the best, beating the best. You know, he's an absolute weapon, and he's been nominated for the best left hook in the sport of boxing.
Wow.
And, you know, being alongside him, just, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, it's just taking me to another level. And, you know, I'm 3 weeks out, and I'm normally a little bit nervous. The butterflies are kicking in a little bit, but yeah, I just feel so confident. And just, like I said, being alongside him, it's just, brought a different beast out of me, I think.
So when we watch Rocky and all that sort of stuff and we see him get the tracksuit on and get out on the road fat and all the people run with him and all that, is there any of that, you know, slapping into the pounds of meat in the freezer at the back of the butcher? Does any of that ever happen, pretty boy?
I actually had a photo shoot once, believe it or not, and they made me literally do that. I was at the back of La Mana, the supermarket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They hung the pigs up and I thought they were taking the piss for a little bit, but they had the Herald Sun there and I was beaten up on a hung pig for about 5 minutes. But besides that, I haven't really seen it, sadly.
Yeah. How's the family, mate? Because they've always been great support to you.
Yeah, look, everyone's doing well. You know, sadly, my sister's a little bit unwell at the moment. She got diagnosed with cancer. So it's been a bit of a shit show. But she's doing well. We're fighters. So we're all in her corner, and she's coming up to Vegas, which will be great.
Good.
So that was always what she wanted to do: see me fight for a world title. So touch wood, everything goes well, and we get there.
All right, pretty boy, stick around. There's more we need to discuss with our man.
Yes.
He's about to become WBA world champion.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't understand how you do that.
You get paid for it.
Michael Zarafa, our man, pretty boy, has stuck around ahead of his WBA middleweight world championship fight on the 31st of March. By the way, you can grab that on Main Event, Foxtel, and KO pay-per-view.
Yes.
All right, so pretty boy, when you become the WBA middleweight champion of the world. I know you're a historian in this magnificent caper, and we've spoken about this before. I was brought up on boxing. My dad was a huge boxing fan. And back in the 80s, the middleweight division had Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, Tommy the Hitman Hearns, and Roberto Duran. You will follow in some of the greatest footsteps the boxing caper's ever seen, pretty boy.
100%. You know, it's an honour. Like I said, I just got back from Orlando with Duran and all the greats, and you know, Holyfield was there, and it was amazing to be amongst that and to now be in preparation for this world title. I've been training for 24 years for this opportunity. So 3 weeks out now, it's super exciting. And like I said, I promised the world that I was going to be a world champion, and I've got 3 weeks now to prove it.
I loved Tommy the Hitman. I loved all four of them. It was a ridiculous era for that division. But Tommy the Hitman Hearns Fat, in the first round of the fight against Marvin Hagler, broke his hand.
Yeah.
And he was called the Hitman because of the right hand.
Yeah.
So he lost the fight and then said, until my hand repairs itself, I'm not going to be called the Hitman anymore.
Oh.
I'm going to be known as the Motor City Cobra.
No.
So he took the nickname off himself until he could deliver with the right hand. So that's how serious, pretty boy, this division is.
And you're still going with pretty boy, or what do you get announced as?
That sounds better than the pretty boy. I mean, I tried to get rid of it for so many years, but unfortunately it's stuck, and it's definitely not for my looks, sadly, but I'll keep rolling with it.
Still going all right. Good. Still going all right. I see you outside the ring. Let me tell you. He's just joined us, partner and publicity girl, which is handy to have. Welcome. Saloon?
Saloon,
that's good.
Saloon. Yes.
Well,
Bill's called her. Saloon.
She told me too what her name was, so welcome, Saloon. How are you? Are you on weight at the minute, or are you just over?
Yeah, I'm a little bit over. I like to maintain, you know, so when I get close to the fight, it's just a little bit easier. I love my sugar, I love my sweets, so when I keep it as close as I can to fight night weight, I can enjoy those little bit of things, so.
What about the gym? Tell us how that works over there, the DLX. Do you get it for a certain period of time every day? And how many sessions would you have?
So the trainer that owns the gym there, he obviously gives me the time that I can use the gym, and it's closed off sessions. So it will only be open for myself and the team and media. And, you know, I like tapering down now. Like, I'm 3 weeks out.
Yep.
I always say to everybody, in 2 weeks, you can't really get much fitter. But you can, you know, you're not going to get abs in 2 weeks, but you can get injured, you can get sick. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. So my last 10 weeks have been, you know, brutal. So now I'm still going to push the next week hard when I land there. And then I start tapering back and then try to enjoy, get the mind right, and, freshen up.
Bill hasn't had abs in 56 years. Now, tell me this, how many fights on the card? And because this interests me, Fat, you could get a knockout in the first round.
Yeah.
Or the previous fight or previous fights could go the distance, and you're not out there till 1:15 at night in the morning, pretty boy. How does that work from your prep point of view?
Well, because it's TV, I think they're like scheduled. I don't know how they do it, but they schedule it pretty smack on. There's five or six world title fights, and you know, they're all scheduled for 12 rounds. So there's obviously 36 minutes of fight, give or take the minute in between. So say 50 minutes with the entrance and stuff each fight, and then in the commercials and whatnot. But I'll be on around 8:30, 9 o'clock, which it is late, you know. Obviously, you're waiting around all day because they make you get to the venue pretty early, obviously, because there's media commitments and interviews and whatnot. And then you're basically in the back rooms just watching the fights from your you know, your locker room. And then, you basically gear up, warm up, and then, you know, you hear the knock on the door and they say you're on in 3 minutes. And then, it's showtime. Yeah, that's when it all switches on and all the camera crew come in and TV. And, that's where it gets exciting.
What are you walking out to? You got your song?
I stick to the Hall of Fame. That's been my song. It's real touching for me. And I know I just really connect with it. And You know, a lot of people think it's a little soft, but yeah, it's working.
And you're not wearing the yellow tracksuit?
No, I've left the banana suit at home. I'll have to burn it after the comments.
one of the first times, wasn't it, Jimmy walked in here.
First time.
Bright yellow banana tracksuit, top and bottom.
He looked like Uma Thurman out of Kill Bill.
Oh, that was the best.
Well, you still got that.
I reckon you had yellow wheels on as well. Yeah. It wasn't just a tracksuit. I think the shoes were yellow.
Yeah, I had the yellow kicks on. I had it all. Yeah, it was. I was highly inspired.
He's undefeated since then, by the way.
Since then,
mm-hmm.
Got rid of
last
the
four.
Oh, last four you've won.
Yeah, I haven't lost. In
Jim, you told time, me yeah. Dropped a couple.
Never ever said that. And the fists of steel too, because 19 KOs. In the 31 wins. So this man can send an opponent to the canvas, Fat.
So when is it, Rabsy, and where can we see it? Because I'm looking forward to this now.
Yeah, Sunday the 31st of March from 9 a.m. in Australia on Main Event, yep. Foxtel and KO. So it's a pay-per-view. Make sure you pay and get around our man, Michael the Pretty Boy Zarafa, Bill.
Well, all the best. It's great to have you in here. Fantastic. We haven't bloody seen oath. You for a year or two, but great to have you in there, and we'll be rooting for you.
I appreciate it, boys. It's always a pleasure to be in here and having a laugh. You good guys are legends. You.
And well all done, the mate. Best with the publicity and that. Michael.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A budding genius and a blooming idiot.
And guess which one I am?
Time now for this.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag, Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
My birthday on Sunday and moved into my first home today as well.
I published a book this week.
All that is souvlaki and chips every day this week.
You're unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Now, Fat, before I know you're opening the batting, you've got the Granicle scoop. They've just brought back out again, or the Kookaburra bubble, but... Got to tell you, Australia, 424. Mm-hmm. Nathan Lyons had to go out as a night watchman again.
I know, see
he's had about four times the last five tests. In response to New Zealand's 162. So that's going nicely for the Aussies. The other one that's going nicely for the Aussies, India,
yes.
1 for 231 in response to England's 218.
Oh.
Rohit Sharma on 80, Shubman Gill on 90, sorry. Shubman Gill on 81. So they are in control of that fifth test as well. Now, Brag Artist Fat.
Here we go, Jimmy boy. After 2 years and 32 days living in Melbourne in my little unit there, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Anthony William Brownless now has Wi-Fi.
Yes,
Fatty. No. I set it up this morning. Four blue lights. They just, it was like the weightlifting. They all went bang. And now I've got Wi-Fi. So everyone's happy.
So now you can link that television you bought off me up and find out that it's absolutely perfect.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
Well, get Slapsy. Oscar or Slapsy, get them in. They'll sort that out. All right.
Geez, I'm like happy with myself.
Good. Well, now a whole new world will open up for you, Fat.
Righto.
All right, for me.
Yes.
I went down the coast, had some things to fix on the house down there. Plumber came out, had three or four things he needed to do.
Yes.
And as you know, Bill, and the boys we use down there are brilliant, but they're not cheap.
No. Well,
your tradies, the invoice is always pretty significant.
Always got nice utes.
No, no. They came down, fixed everything. They did a great job. Everything fixed.
Yes. BT
fixed. So after he left, I'm like, thanks, man. You've done a great job. Then I realised that the outdoor shower had completely disintegrated.
Oh. What?
So it hadn't just stopped working. No, the whole thing. The barrel that you screw into the wall, the arm, the head, everything had fallen to bits.
Wow.
So I'm not getting the plumber back.
Oh, don't tell me. You've
so, Bill,
it. No.
I go to the hardware.
Oh.
I buy the thread to go on the wall. Yes. I buy the ceiling tape. I buy the brand new arm and shower head.
Wow.
Put it all together into the wall. Bang!
You're unbelievable.
Fact. It is plumber. Working old plumber Jim. So, that's where we're at
I'll
now.
Tell you what, if you want a new shower or Wi-Fi, Bill and Jim are your men.
That's it. Bill and Jim's shower and Wi-Fi.
Jim's plumbing.
Jim's plumbing.
Let's see what we got to give away, please, Rabbits.
$150 Zonzo Estate voucher. Enjoy a taste of summer with Zoncello by Zonzo Estate. Inspired by the flavours of Italy, JB. Zoncello, limoncello spritz.
Yeah. And we've also got the Mercedes-Benz Berrick golf pack, bag, golf towel, AMG hat, AMG drink bottle. They've just cleaned up at the awards. I'll get to that later. Mm. All right, 133353. Ring us now and tell us why you're bragging on a Friday.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to laugh with him, but I can only laugh at him.
Right now, we're bragging about stuff because it's Friday Brag Artist, Bill.
We are. 762 days I've been in Melbourne at my unit, and today, oh, fatty Bombarda has finally got Wi-Fi, if you don't mind. That's it.
How does it take that long? Now you realise how simple it is. Let's get to Cranbourne. Scotland's there.
Scotty.
Hello, Scotty.
Come on, Scotty. What do you got?
Good afternoon, gents.
Go.
Okay. Last week got the last bad demerit point back on my licence. I now, for the first time in 15 years, have a clean slate.
Oh. You're
unbelievable. Well done. Good work, Scotty.
Because it takes you, what, 2 years, doesn't it, to get
three.
Your point? Three.
Yeah.
Well done, Scotty. That's great.
Oh, it's good effort. Well done. Keep it clean. Greg Corowa. Hello, Greg.
How you going, guys?
Greg, what have you done? What are you bragging about?
Well, had gastro the other day. Successfully judged the difference between a fart and a follow-through six out of seven times.
Oh, you're so unbelievable.
Fat Bill, what are we dealing with here with the brag artist?
Well, Corowa. That's what they do. They sit around and guess if it's a successful fart.
Thank you, Bill. Drysdale, let's get to Gaz. Hello, Gaz.
Hey, boys. I've just spent the last 2.5 hours in the hospital nursing and playing with my now 7.5 hour first grandson.
Oh.
You're so unbelievable.
That is brilliant, Gaz.
Where about? What hospital? St. John of God.
The worst one in... Victoria, Geelong, but anyway.
Oh, yes.
How can you say that?
I like
that?
It, Gaz.
Mate, everything's fine there. Tickety-boo. So well done, Gaz. Good work. I'll tell you what, Tabitha. Hello, Tabitha.
Hi, boys. It's been a while. How are you going?
Yes. It has been a while. We haven't heard from you.
Well, you aren't answering my calls.
Yeah, that's Zoe's fault.
What have you got for us, Tabitha?
Well, seeing as how it's International Women's Day, I took down the bloody Christmas tree.
Oh, no.
You're unbelievable.
Tabitha, March the 8th, and you're taking down the Christmas tree.
Yeah, but I did leave up the Halloween decorations because I like a skull.
You like a skull. Oh,
it's funny. Stay there. I like it. Let's get to Wodonga, Fat.
Oh, yeah, and speak
Wodonga
to...
Wodonga and Albury.
Joran. Is it Joran?
Yeah, it's Joran, boys. How are we?
G'day, Joran. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Long time listener, first time caller. Just ringing to brag about breeding excellence, mate. Me and my wife, my young 9-year-old daughter, Peyton, competed at the regional swim champs this week. 2-second PB, and we're coming to the big smoke, boys. She's made to stay.
Oh, that's so it, Jazza.
How good.
Beautiful.
What's he do? Freestyle?
50 metre freestyle, yep. 2-second PB.
Wow.
My 9-year-old daughter. What does he do?
what's her name? Peyton.
Peyton, mate, that's it.
Peyton and your Joran.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Interesting names in the family there. Jaws champion names.
Sure is, William.
Yeah. Stay there. I like that. Jeffrey's in Bendigo. Hello, Jeffrey.
G'day, boys. Up here in Bendigo, they're all pretty ordinary. Bendigo Bowls Club today beat Kangaroo Flat by 50 shots in the grand final of the midweek pennant.
Oh. 50 shots?
What's that like in, say, footy? What if you're won by?
That'd be a 25-goal win and would be much better, only the siren went.
Gee,
that's bloody good
50,
there.
50 bowls or whatever.
Yeah,
and Kangaroo Flat were on top the whole year. Bendigo scraped in and won 3 finals and knocked the bejesus out of them, boys.
I like that. I used to love Jack High with Ian Cleland.
Oh, shut up, Jim. You wouldn't
Rob Perella.
Did you say midweek?
That's a shot bowl. Jeff, is that correct? Ian Cleland was the commentator and Rob Perella was the man on Jack High.
Ian Cleland was the commentator in the 80s, Jim, and Rob Perella was the Commonwealth Games absolute superstar, and he used to drive like a maniac.
Didn't he just? Shut up, Fat. Yeah. Jeff and I know our bowls.
We used to drive to the what? To the bowling ring?
No, the drive's down the middle when you need to splatter all the bowls.
Jim, you keep talking like that, Jim. We could recruit you up here at Bendigo.
Well, who was my man who made a mess of the hotel room?
Oh, yeah. Threw the telly out the pool.
What was his name? Oh, I love my bowls. Well done. Good work. Oliver in Trafalgar. Hello, Ollie.
Oliver.
Jim.
Bill, what do you got for me?
You want more?
I won the Div 1 Best and Fairest on the weekend.
Oh. What for?
In what sport?
Cricket. Oh. I took it home by 2 votes.
Wow. A grade, best and fairest.
Yep.
What do you do?
More of a bowler, yeah. Fly through in the last round to take it home, so it was good.
Have you got wheels or do you sit the seam up? What sort of bowler are we talking?
I wouldn't call it wheels, but gets the job done. Oh. We've got a semi-final this week as well, so hopefully we win that.
Just pushes into the wind, it sounds like, Jim.
Bowls a lot better than the crap you used to bowl. Now, Bill.
Yes.
Where are we going with the pro? We've got good prizes.
Bloody good prizes. Christmas tree, the hospital.
We've got four of them.
Four. Oh, well, actually, Jeff from Bendigo, they've won by 50.
Yeah, that's good.
Whatever they won by, Jim. 50 what?
Yeah.
What'd you win by, Jeff?
50 shots, Bill.
50 shots. Well done. Did you say it was midweek?
Yeah, it was the midweek, and we've got the weekend grand final tomorrow, so we're up again.
Wow, they're on fire.
All right, what's he getting there, Jeffrey?
He's got the $150 Zonzo Estate voucher.
Oh.
You can
like
use
that.
It products or at the winery, mate.
All right, well done, Gary, I like, from Drysdale. He's just been in with his new grandson.
Yep.
Who's about 7 hours old. Gaz.
Yo.
Are you a golfer?
I hit a ball around occasionally. I wouldn't call myself a golfer.
That's not committed enough. So what else have we got for Gaz, please,
Rabbit? DeWalt prize pack for him. DeWalt Mobile Solutions, born on the job site, built to last. See the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse. We're sending him a DeWalt prize pack.
That is bloody good. All right, let's get to Scotty, I think, in Cranbourne. He's got his license clear, Fat.
He has, Scotty.
After 15 years, Scotty, are you a golfer?
Like the last fellow I hit a ball around a paddock occasionally.
Righto, Jim. Well, we'll send you and three mates to the All-Star Mile Saturday, 16th of March at Caulfield Racecourse. Visit mrcracing.com for more info.
Jim can't give his prize away.
Ollie from Trafalgar. If you're a cricketer, you're a golfer, Ollie.
Well, that's all right, Jim.
I said if you're a cricketer, you're a golfer.
Yeah, that's right. Just won that around then, actually.
Oh, I like it, mate. Well, the Mercedes-Benz Berwick Golf Pack's coming your way. Bag, towel, AMG hat, and the drink bottle. They, by the way, Rabbits, have just won the 2023 Circle of Excellence Award again. The most awarded Mercedes-Benz retailer in Melbourne, and, of course, our great mates. And I think it's about 7 minutes from the tunnel. These
7 minutes,
even
is it?
Quicker than that. I've got myself one of those golf bags, I think, one last time we had them. They are very, very
magnificent. Well done to everyone at Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Crocs are back.
They've always
they
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades.
Rolling blades.
Now, Jim, just having a look at the social media here at Triple M.
And Triple M Rush Hour.
Off the top of the show, I did say it looks like up there, as I look at you now, you got a tinge of red in your hair.
Yeah, which I haven't.
So we've got the photo here, and unfortunately, Jim, you look like you've got a tinge of red in your hair. We've asked the people, is there a red rinse through it? 100% have said yes, Jimmy boy. 100%.
So, let me take a wild guess that Beersy has tampered with the photo I sent him.
Beersy, have you tampered with it?
No question he would have.
He's saying no.
Oh, of course he's
saying
no.
100%. Have you got it there, Rabsy?
No. I do, 100%, still. It's still 100%. Not one no.
You've gone red.
Of course he's saying
you've gone red, Jimmy. What's going on?
Why can't I see it? I've just got the Rush Hour page up.
It's on the, it's a story.
Oh, come on, Piersy. He's dead set kidding himself like you two are. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. You must be embarrassed when you look back at that.
Not at all. I look in the mirror and I say, good on you, Fat.
It is time for us to do Triple M Guernsey Cash. Have we got a sting for this, Rabbits Bartholomew?
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
By the way, India won for 264.
Yep.
And they're also only 46 clear of England, who are all out for 218.
New Zealand all out 162. Australia 4 for 124 at stumps. They are 38 runs behind.
All right. Now, I'm up here in Brisbane getting ready for Carlton and the Brisbane Lions.
With your red hair.
You are down there in the studio. And, Rabbits, what are the rules and who's playing?
Well, we've got Miles from Richmond. G'day, Miles.
Milesy.
G'day, Rabs. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Pleasure to be on.
Who do you barrack for?
I'm a Saints man, Bill, so maybe see you down Geelong way next week.
Oh, yes, a big game at the magnificent new stadium down there, Joel Selwood Stand. Mm. It's beautiful. Hey, where have you got the Saints? Some people have got them in top eight, some haven't.
Oh, look, every year what I hope the opposite happens. So, you know, if I keep the expectations low, maybe we'll just crush it this year. Who knows?
Righto.
What do you do for a living, Milo?
Well, I'm a delivery driver at the moment, just dropping off some fish and chips near Reservoir.
Ooh. Oh, very nice. And if you win 10 grand, what are you going to do with it?
So me and the girlfriend, she's from Sweden. She's never seen WA, and I've never seen WA, so we thought that's a perfect place to go on a trip together. So we're going to go check out what you think is God's country, Jim.
No. When you get there, mate, just mention my name wherever you want to, and then the doors just open up, Milo.
Hey, Milo, where's she from?
She's from Sweden.
Ah. It's just feeding in. Hang on.
Don't play that.
Ah, Milo, there we go. We're away now. We've played that. Here you go now.
30 seconds on the clock. Miles will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer because we're good blokes. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. Get all 10 right like Alessio did on Wednesday. You will win $10,000 and your time starts when JB reads the first name and their team.
All right. You ready, Milo?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Jack Silvani Carlton.
1.
Zach Bailey Brisbane.
33.
Luke Bruce Hawthorne.
22.
Dean Cox West Coast.
32.
Paddy Ryder Essendon.
30.
Tyson Goldsack Collingwood.
6.
Michael Johnson Fremantle.
37.
Shane Woden Melbourne.
2.
Sav Rocca North Melbourne.
26.
Mitch McGovern Carlton.
11.
Ooh. Oh, pretty good go. But a pretty good go for Milo.
Didn't get there, unfortunately, Jimmy boy. 8 out of 10 I've got here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because Silvani won, yes. Bailey 33. Luke Bruce 22. You're on fire. Dean Cox was number 20.
20? Oh, I was thinking of, I don't even know who I was thinking of.
Andrew Embley was 32, I reckon, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
That's what stuffed it up.
Oh, sorry. Paddy Ryder, you're right, 30. Tyson Goldsack, 6. Michael Johnson was a good get.
Yeah.
That was a really good get.
Wade was
22,
wasn't he?
No, Wade Wade was number 2.
No, he was 22. No,
he was 22.
Sorry, you guessed who, and he was 22.
Yeah. Then
you got Sav, and you got Mitch McGovern. So your buddy did well. 8 out of 10. That was good. Well done, Milo.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we got something for Milo, surely, Rabbits.
Yeah, DeWalt Prize Pack, of course. DeWalt Mobile Solutions. Born on the job site, built to last. See the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse.
Oh, legendary, guys. Thank you.
Are you driving, not driving past 101 Murray Street, are you?
What do you feel like?
Fish and chips. Don't worry about that bloke.
Since you said it, we want fish and chips, Miles.
I will bring you a tin of Menage, Phil.
Yes. You just bring me anything.
Milo, well done.
Another chance on Tuesday and all next week to play Guernsey Cash and win $10,000. Aaron Phillips coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good on you, Bill. That's camaraderie shift. They're right there in the room.
Camaraderie shift?
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and we're joined now by Triple M footy recruit and the greatest to play AFLW ever, Aaron Phillips.
Our next guest is one of those people who's just good at everything. She's a two-time WNBL champion and won a gold medal with the Opals. Then she switched to footy, won 3 flags with the Crows, and won 2 league BNFs.
Ground level here, Phillips. Snap on the left boot, bouncing, going, got him, and loves it.
Now she's joined Triple M Footy, and it didn't take her long to feel right at home.
322 disposals to West Coast, 229. Wow. 229 is the same amount of hot chips Bernie has eaten too fast.
Please welcome Erin Phillips.
Ah, she joins us, the superstar. Welcome, Ez.
Oh, boys, how's that for an intro? How good.
We left a bit off the table too. Don't worry. That's quite incredible what you put together. So I know we've all said it 1,000 times, but congratulations on the most ridiculous career. And now you're picking up the microphone.
Making me look good. No, I'm so excited to join the team. And, looking forward to my first game, which will be Port Adelaide West Coast. So I can't wait to get on the airwaves and join the terrific team.
Well, we've got an apology to make from the official house of Triple M, which is us here in Melbourne. We've put you with Chris Dittmar. We're sorry about that. we tried to find someone better to put you with first up, but we couldn't find anyone.
Nah, that's all right. Me and Ditz go way back. So, we'll be all right. Don't worry about that.
Unbiased call, will it be? Port Adelaide versus West Coast, Aaron?
Oh, Bill, absolutely. You know, got to take the black and white out of me for some games. But it'll be hard, definitely, because obviously I spent a couple of years playing with them, grew up in that football club. So there's definitely a bit of a soft spot. You know, for Port Adelaide, and I just, yeah, it'll be tough, but yeah. I'll try to be as equal as I can.
Well, I am with the Cats, so that's okay.
No, it's exactly right. Hey, bloody oath, you grew up in that football club. I vividly remember as a young whippersnapper at school watching your great dad Greg play for Port Adelaide, and then Collingwood. Fat, you would have played against him.
I did,
I reckon,
Jim,
in the late 80s.
I just had a look at his stats. 188 centimetres, okay, so yep. Collingwood 6-footer.
Centre-half-back.
Yeah, centre-half-back. But guess, 98 kegs.
No.
Yeah. So you know what he was? He was a thick bastard. He had this big bloody bum, and you could not move him. And he was a very good player. Played about 84 games for Collingwood. He was a superstar over at Port Adelaide. But made a very, very good player for Collingwood. And he was hard to get around, Ez.
Yeah, he was. They called him Man Mountain back there. Actually, the old man just got his knee replaced on Monday. And the surgeon said, you know, I almost ran out of the bigger size of the kneecaps because your bones are so thick. So,
he was thick.
They make it thick, the Phillipses.
Well, I'm going to ask you where you got your body shape from, because you must have thrown a mum, surely.
Yeah, look, I've got the Phillips legs. I've got the strong thighs and the strong backside. So, look, it's served me well, but definitely. Mum said I got her brain, so we'll stick with that.
Yes. And, of course, three daughters. Do you all play football in the backyard?
Yeah, we did. We all had a kick. I was probably the one that was a lot more obsessed with the game, watched all the games on TV, listened to the radio, and we all grew up watching Dad, and then he went on to coaching, so we all loved it. But my sisters were really, really good netball players, but they had families really young, and I was the only one that kept going with my sport. And had football, AFLW been around when I was younger, I would have kept going with that, but opted to play basketball when the opportunity ran out to play footy. So yeah, it was. It was a great upbringing. We were obviously in a sporting family, and Dad obviously bringing us up in the Port Adelaide Football Club, and was just some of the best days of my life.
So the old boy, 8-time premiership player, if you don't mind, Fat, for Port Adelaide. I moved from Western Australia to South Australia to finish school, so I was immersed in the SNFL back in the mid-80s. And the thing about Port Adelaide, they had the great Russell Ebert and, of course, Bruce Abernathy and Greg Philly. They had the team is... that everyone either adored or couldn't stand. So then your dad went from Port Adelaide to Collingwood, a team that everyone either adored or couldn't stand. What was wrong with him?
Yeah, look, there was a really good connection to Collingwood and the Port Magpies, wasn't there, back there? Plenty of Magpie players went over there, and I was actually born over there. So I grew up, first Guernsey I was ever given was a Collingwood Guernsey, believe it or not. So the number 3 my dad wore, so there is a bit of a soft spot for Collingwood. But, yeah, there is such a similarity with the passionate fans of Port Adelaide and Collingwood. I can see how they're not too far related, I reckon.
Exactly right. We're talking to Aaron Phillips, who will call her first game for Triple M next Sunday, Port versus West Coast, also working at Channel 7 next weekend. Now tell us, how are the two Adelaide sides going to go this year, Aaron? Port and then Adelaide, please.
Look, I honestly, this is a really big call, and I hate to do it because I'm actually a horrible tipster.
Yeah.
But I've got Port and Crows finishing in my top 5. To be honest, I reckon. Wow. I reckon Port's obviously last year were just riddled with injuries, and I reckon they ran out of puff towards the end. Yep. And I reckon obviously they've got the class. They've recruited really well in the off season, filled some gaps that they needed to. And for Adelaide, I reckon. You know, if they did, if they got that goal, which they called a point, and if they did get into the finals, I reckon they would have made some noise and probably disturbed that ladder a little bit. So I'm really interested to see how, in particular, Adelaide go. I think Port will be right up there, but I reckon Crows will sneak in the top 5.
Both got very good sides and lists, no doubt about that. Tell us about the, because that is the most intense rivalry nearly in the competition, Port Adelaide and Adelaide. Yeah. The showdowns are off the charts. What about in the women's game?
Oh yeah, definitely. Look, it's great to be in South Australia when the showdowns are on, because families are divided. Mm. You know, spouses don't talk to each other the weeks leading in, and then they don't speak to each other the week leading out when their team wins and loses. So, it's fantastic, and that rivalry comes right across the AFLW as well. And I think it's fantastic. You know, how passionate these supporters are here in South Australia, and I'm actually probably one of the only ones that cannot, you know, put their hand up and say, I support both teams and yes, not get beat up for it, to be honest.
Yes. No doubt.
The only one with a license. So.
Exactly right. You've earned that. Tell us, as a passionate Adelaide football girl, the mm-hmm. Gather Round, which I was lucky enough to be at for a fair bit of last year and even more this year, are you blown away by how that's taken hold?
You know what I am, JB? Like, I when it was announced, I knew how much support this estate would get around it. And then just to see when I was obviously last year and seeing all the games just packed out, and then, you know, the restaurants, the bars, the vibe of South Australia was just unbelievable. We love our footy here in this state, and to have it again this year, I think it'll be even bigger. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, all the footy in the one state, I think, is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, being biased right here in South Australia, I think it's the best place to have it. So, yeah, definitely being biased, boys.
No, I'm with you, Aaron. And there's always an opportunity for a couple of cashies maybe during during the week, Ezra.
Oh, no.
You know, Billy, I'm tailing on all your gigs, mate. I'll be working 24/7 if that happens.
I reckon we got one Wednesday night maybe with Vegas promotions.
Yeah. Oh, no. Beautiful. Let's do it.
And, of course, as we now get to play in that magnificent state at the Adelaide Oval, a ground that you know I pretty much put on the map.
Shut
And it's now football's dominant at that part of the world, and it's just a joy to behold, Ez.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's an incredible place to play, and, I'm looking forward to it. I love watching the footy on that oval, and can't wait to, like I said, gather around all the football getting started next week here in Adelaide. It's going to be fantastic.
All BS aside, not that what I just said was BS, but all BS aside, if you now gather around, I think all the tickets will be pretty close to sold out already. But if your team, Aaron, is travelling to Adelaide to play a game at the Adelaide Oval against Port or Adelaide, if you're a Carlton fan, if you're a Brisbane fan, if it doesn't matter who you support, get on a plane, go and immerse yourself in that magnificent city, do the walk across the bridge and watch a game. It is just such a brilliant thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I always say to people, if you're coming over to South Australia for a little while, you know, go further, go down to the Eyre Peninsula, go to Coffin Bay, Port Lincoln. Port Lincoln, to me, is the best place in the world. I love it down there. So there's plenty of places right here in Adelaide. you need to stop right there.
Oh, cracker.
I haven't been down there for a while, boys, but I heard it's pretty. But no, it's a great place to come and support your team and you know, like you said, immerse yourself in South Australia.
Port Lincoln is superb, Coffin Bay, etc., the shark diving. You've just got to be there when Roo isn't there. Yeah. I reckon that's fair to say, Aaron.
Well, everyone knows when Roo's there because, there's a couple of pubs he likes to go to, but he's very famous in the Eyre Peninsula, old Roo. So, no, he loves that part of the world.
So are you.
It is a privilege, Fat, to have Aaron Phillips as part of our commentary team. As the intro correctly said, the greatest ever AFLW player.
Yep.
And she's now going to be behind the microphone for us. And Aaron Phillips, we cannot wait.
Thanks, boys. Looking forward to it. And Billy, stop taking all the money in the fees for these cashies, all right? Leave some for us, all right?
I'll find a couple of 50s for you.
You're
key. Aaron Phillips on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
See yous.
See
you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I have the belief that we provide enough eye candy.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget the footy continues straight after us from the Gabba. It is Brisbane versus Carlton. Then the Saturday Rub is back tomorrow, followed by two huge games, Gold Coast versus Richmond and GWS versus Collingwood.
Well, you need to be listening to the Saturday Rub because there's some stuff that not many people know about that's come to my attention. And I'm going to be going with it. Some people, let's put it this way, Rabbits.
Yes.
Some people attached to that show have got a little ahead of themselves.
They have.
And I've heard about it.
Bernie Vince.
So we're going there with that tomorrow. But before we do, Three games remain in this round zero.
Yes.
And not a great game last night. We discussed that earlier. But now we've got Brisbane and Carlton, of course, following us here tonight. Who do you like there, Fat?
Oh, Brisbane. They win this. They win it easily, Jimmy boy. 13 and zip at the Gabba last year, of course. 11 of those were home and away, two in the finals. Remember the prelim game this time? Oh, not this time, but between these two sides.
Yes.
Carlton led, and they thought they were going to get through to the granny, Jim.
They jumped out to a 5-1 lead.
Exactly right. Then the Lions pegged them back. So I think the Lions win. They win easy. They won the last five against the Blues there. But what is good news for Carlton, who haven't had a lot of good news with Walsh and Wietering out, is Orazio is playing, Jim.
Yes, he is. Razzle dazzle. Don't you hate, and you would have found this as a player, I reckon, Fat. You get all the way through preseason, you get to round one, and you can't put your best team out. Yeah. Nothing more frustrating than that. All right, I'm with you. I think the Lions are good things, not only tonight, but for the season. Yep. Suns, Richmond, all eyes on. Suns start comfortable favourites.
Oh, do they? What? About $1.45. If you like Richmond, you get $2.80. So it's got to be the Dimmer effect here. No doubt about that. Looking forward to how they go under Dimmer. Again, some injuries there for Richmond. Big Toby, their captain's out. Dusty's out. They're two very important players. The Suns have defeated the Tigers the last three times. I think they'll do it again. A couple of boys to watch. Ben King, of course. Bailey Humphrey. They're pumping him up, Jimmy boy, there for the Gold Coast Suns. So I think Dimmer will get them over the line and the Suns win that one at Carrara.
Lots out. Carrara. Especially, of course, given no Cotchin, no Revolt, now Dusty, now Mank.
Yep.
They've got some experience out of that side. All right, Collingwood and GWS.
Speaking of odds, so Collingwood won the premiership, didn't they, Jim?
Yes, last time I checked.
They're $2.20. If you like Collingwood, and can you believe it, the Giants are $1.70. That is unbelievable. See what happens close to the game. But also another great preliminary final, this one here, where Collingwood won by a point. Remember game? How good was that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it was incredible.
And then, of course, the CEO of the Giants did say, we hate
Collingwood. Dave Matthews.
Yeah, Dave Matthews. He said, we hate Collingwood.
Hate Collingwood.
He said hate, Jim. He said hate. So this will be a good game. This will be a ripper.
Who wins?
I think the Giants win, Jim. I just think the Giants win this one at home.
So Bill's going right out on a limb, Rabs, and going for the home side in every game.
Yeah, all the favourites.
Well, I went for Sydney last night. A lot of people went for Melbourne.
That's four home sides then.
And they're all favourites.
That's what you do.
Yes. Yeah, right, okay.
So well done, Fat. At least I'm one and zip. Unlike you and you. Just listen to Fat for all the goss
snap. Fat.
You can hear all those games on Triple M and the Listener app. Starting tonight, the Friday Huddle straight after us.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
No, they don't. So you're the only wrong one.
Straight after us, the Friday Huddle returns for 2024. The full team is up at the Gabba, which is where you are, JB.
Oh, no. I'm just looking around at my man, Jace, who does a magnificent job of putting this to air from the box up. Jace, we need this air conditioning fixed. I'm getting real sweaty pits. Now, Fat.
Pits.
No, Pitts, that's what I said. Now, right. Fat.
Yes.
I've only been back 4 days.
Have you?
Right, four days. And you've already put together an idiot file.
No.
And now an idiot song.
No.
So, Bill.
Yeah.
What sort of nick are you in? Yesterday, the amount of people that commented.
How good?
That they didn't think you're actually fit to broadcast.
That's not true. What's his name? Smithy. He loved it. Cam Smith. He loves
his name.
He had the best time of his life. He went out there. He said, Zoe, book me in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, no.
Then we caught up last night at a local hotel, had a few frothies.
Did you?
Yeah, just like old buddies catching up again, talking about the war.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Anyway.
No.
So what we're doing now is rolling with the idiot song.
Yes.
All right. And Maddie in the booth does a magnificent job with these, and he's plucked out a song that we heard midweek in one of your quizzes. Enjoy.
ABBA. Do you love ABBA?
Well, I used to back in the day.
Yeah. They've released their album Waterloo on this day in 1974.
Oh, wow.
26 and what are we, 24? 50 years ago, Jim.
I was about to say, I was just about to turn 7.
Dancing Queen. We all love Dancing Queen. By the way, this song is not on the album. You look Swedish.
Thanks.
German, Swedish type thing.
Yeah, we've got a German.
Yep. Friday night and the lights are low. Fremantle, Sean Darcy has undergone a arthroscope on his left knee.
Got there.
Nearly got there. Not quite. La,
la, la, la. What about this at Adelaide? Riley, Phil Forbes.
Oh, well done. Anybody could be
that guy. La, 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 la. Surely there's some good songs from Sweden. They've gone with Mutt, Mutt, Mutt.
Oh, yeah.
They've gone with the Swedish chef.
Oh, sorry, Swedish chef. Sorry. Probably gone with the Swedish chef. Yeah.
Arket! Arket! Ring now, and you've got to be up, up and about, and you could win that magnificent leather Neverland store. We got a new leaf, a new quiz, a new build, God. Everything. It's going to be magnificent.
A new, what?
A new audio thing at the start. What's that called, Leroy?
An opener?
Opener. Leroy, say it. Oh, no.
Is that
the shortest of Shorten idiot foals ever.
There we go. They're just an example, Rabbit.
Paddy Mills has been let go by the Atlantic Hawks.
Go again with that.
Paddy Mills has been let go by the Atlantic Hawks.
By the who?
The Atlanta.
Atlanta. Atlanta Hawks.
Atlantic. It's all in the various area. let go by the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, my God.
Atlanta.
So how do we unpack that, Rabs? My favourite bit, there's always a favourite bit in either the song or the file.
Yes.
Was Germany, Swedish type thing.
Thing. Yep, that was mine.
So there's 1,400 kilometres between those two countries.
Yes. Yeah.
It's actually an hour and a half by plane.
They're all in Europe.
They're all in Europe. Yeah. That's close enough, is it?
Exactly, Jim.
Thing. Yes. It's Nick Riewoldt. You can't call him a type thing.
A German-Swedish type thing.
He's an alpaca thing.
Oh, my
vet.
God.
Vet. You think I'm a vet? Bloody oath, I'm vet.
Oh, no.
It's one of those good gags, Jim.
Not really, no. Anyway.
We're nearly done for the day.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had enough.
Frothy time.
I've been back a week. And I already can't put up with you any longer.
Why?
So I'm having Monday off.
Are you?
Oh. Yep.
So am I. Rabsy, you're on your own.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Old number twos.
Number two.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Nice show.
Great show.
I love Erin Phillips. She's going to be a great addition to both Channel 7 and us, Triple M, of course. Can't wait for that. Idiot song, Maddie, a superb job he does. Yeah, the pretty boys are Rafa.
Pretty boy. Oh.
And we know the brag artist is always magnificent. That's so,
your hair still come looks
off,
red.
We come off a magnificent show and we head into a really poor joke.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh!
Why does why does your hair look red, do you think, Jim?
It doesn't.
It does. Rabsy said it does. Hey, we're not back till Tuesday, so, Jim, I'll see you next Tuesday when we have Damo and Tom Mitchell on.
You've just described yourself.
There's a little entree. Maybe
You're claiming that one, are you?
A little chicken satay with a peanut sauce. Jim, did you hear about the tattoo studio that offers sexual favours?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Tits for tat.
No, the joke. So we finish a Friday with a joke with a bit of fruit that makes people laugh.
Tits for tat, Jim. Oh, red nuts, come on. Smile, ready?
Rabbits, do that crap justice.
I like these calling you red nuts.
Oh, green's out.
Oh, a while ago, Bill.
Oh, my God.
See that, Jim? Do you hear that music?
I cannot do this.
Well, What's Tim McGrath doing up at the Gabba?
I haven't got another 5 or 6 months in me.
Scratch a Neil, Barry Stoneham. What are you doing up there at the Gabba?
I've got Spiro Mara in the next studio. I'm heading in there with him. He's funnier than you.
Good joke, good finish, Fat.